Today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online is brought to you by Robinhood. They're giving you guys a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help build your portfolio. It's like getting free money. Get yours now. Just go to realghost.robinhood.com. That's realghost.robinhood.com. Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, did a house get its ghost from being built on top of a tribal chief, or was it all one child's imagination? Violent sounds terrorized two teen girls alone at home late one night, and black nothingness is the only way to describe the frightening encounter one tourist had inside a European castle. Sit back, relax, and enjoy as we kick off a brand new year, 2019, of Real Ghost Stories Online.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yep, 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Right on the website, realghoststoriesonline.com. We love to hear your real ghost stories all year long. Email your audio file. If you're going to record it, send it to Tony, T-O-N-Y, at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you love the show, you want more of it, you want those EPP bonus episodes, those unique episodes that we make every week, you can get them at ghostpodcast.com or through Patreon. The link is at our website, ghostpodcast.com. That's our main source of support for the show. $5 a week is all we ask, or $5 a month, rather, is all we ask. And you get access to every single bonus episode, all 220-something of those, advanced episodes as we make them, we post them, so you get episodes weeks before they go public, exclusive video content, and an e-copy of the book that we have out there, an Amazon bestseller. You get that for free, and that's like a $14 value. So for $5, you get that. You're coming out ahead immediately, and you're keeping this program on the air. So ghostpodcast.com if you want to keep us on the air. Tony and Carol Hughes joining you for our first episode of 2019. Holy shit, 2019. Wow. Yeah, that's kind of all I have to say. I mean, it seems like yesterday, I remember, and only, you know, folks in our audience who are, you know, of a certain age, you're going to remember ringing in 2000. But I remember doing a live broadcast from the balcony of a Hilton hotel, live on the air that night, watching Peter Jennings ring in the new year on ABC, and then trying to do a live show with no board op, mind you, because no one would want a board op that night. So I had a Marty, which is a broadcast thing for the audience where you broadcast back to your station with pretty good quality. Prior to high, DSL or any sort of high Skype or anything like that, just had it potted up on the board, meaning the volume is up. And then I had little timer marks of how long I could talk for like 2 minutes or 3 minutes. And I so horribly overestimated how long I thought I would want to talk for my breaks. And so I sat there somewhat drunk at the age of about 18 and trying to fill 3 minutes of talk time about 3 to 4 times an hour from 7 to about 2 a.m. live from this hotel that I couldn't get away from, and trying just like, what content do I have? And there's nobody back at the station to like go to the break. I got to fill the full 3 minutes. And it got pretty dicey. I wish I had a tape of that night, but I do not, nonetheless. If I did, I don't know that I would even admit it, but I do not. But that it's just hard to believe because I always think back, 19, what was happening in 2000, and that was 2019. How did you ring in the new year on 2000?
You know what I did, Tony, is I went to Branson, Missouri.
You did?
I did. And we decided to go to Branson, Missouri because my company wouldn't let us travel anywhere farther.
Uh-huh.
Because they were afraid the world was going to end.
Yeah, Y2K. Yes, Y2K.
So you had to have a full tank of gas. So we go to Branson to see this Elvis impersonator. So we drive all the way there. Literally, I changed in the backseat of my car as my friend's driving. And we get there in time. They had to hold the show for us for a little bit. And I don't know if this guy still is the Elvis impersonator there, but we get there.
There is any
there's
anymore.
No liquor at the show. And it's like Elvis and his family, like he's got his grandkids up there and stuff. And I'm like, what the hell? And so we had friends that lived there, and there was one bar in Branson.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was where we had to go ring in the 2000s at that one bar in Branson. So we're at the one bar in Branson, and then there's this like, oh my God, like you can hear the people talking in the bar. And it's like, I look up to see what everybody's talking about. Here comes Elvis with his entourage of his grandkids and stuff. And then there was this guy who hit on both of my friends and their girlfriends, but he never hit on me. And I'm like, well, I don't want him to, but still he's hitting on everybody.
Yeah. Why not
What's
me?
What's the matter with me? just all I remember him as is bisexual Brad. I don't know anything else about him.
Well, I can
so
say,
that was my Y2K in Branson.
I think the city has changed slightly in 20 years. There's actually an initiative going on now about doing open like liquor down. There's a place called The Landing, which is like an open shopping district. And it's a really nice area. Lots of bars, lots of restaurants down there. And they're talking about kind of making it almost Bourbon Street-esque without like, you know, drunken extremeness, but just where you can like take a beer and walk around and shop. So it has changed a little bit in 20 years, but
yeah, because there, I don't know why I thought like I could have driven to Kansas City or St. Louis or
Branson. There
and
you go.
I go to a place and they like, there's one place we could get liquor. Yep. One.
It's scary.
And I have no idea. It's like, let's go to Branson and see an Elvis impersonator. That'd be great.
Branson, like, literally went through, like, what the rest of America went through, and it took them, I mean, Branson did, like, 70 years of evolution in the course of 20 years, I guess, between 2000 and 2000.
Because it is different now, but back then. Yeah. So, yeah, I was in your town.
That's funny. That's, wow. Wow. Well, there you go. All right. Well, Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome to the program. Hope you had a great night ringing it in several days ago. And here we are back with the regular program. 855-853-4802 to call in your real ghost story. Let's jump over to our first letter of the day. Love the podcast. I'm an EPP, totally worth the extra episodes. So I have had a lot of experiences with the paranormal. I've had something in my parents' house for a long time. I always felt like I was being watched when I was younger, and my stuff would randomly be in places I didn't put it. It didn't start getting ridiculously active to the point where other people noticed it until I was 12 years old. I nicknamed the entity around that point and came up with a backstory for it. I nicknamed it Chief. They had built our house on a place that he was buried. Not sure if this is the case, but that's what I came up with when I was younger. Lights would randomly turn on and off while I was at home, random noises in the basement, stuff falls off our cabinets in the laundry room. I'd hear steps creak. My parents didn't believe me, though. Finally, one day, when it was just my dad and me home, he came into my room and asked me why I turned on the light in his workroom. I told him I hadn't been downstairs today. It was probably Chief. He was like, no, you had to have turned on the light. I was like, no, I didn't. I wasn't down there. We walked to the stairs and we're looking down at them, and I yelled down the stairs, Chief, are you messing with the lights again? The light turned off. Then yelled down, Chief, quit messing around. The light turns on again. My dad freaked out. That was the first time Dad called the pastor for a house blessing, but not the last, though. I'll share my other stories in another email. I know this is long. What's your guys' thoughts and comments on this? Let me know if you're going to use this story. If you have any questions, please let me know. Thoughts, Carol?
Well, see, I totally believe all that stuff could happen. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Like, I don't think there's no question about any of that. If that legit happened, now if he's messing with his dad and turning the lights on and off and not admitting to it, that's different. But I have lived in those houses where mm-hmm. stuff like that happens. So,
and that's almost the exact experience you want if you're the kid having the experiences and the parents are doubting it, to be able to literally walk them somewhere and say, what's going on? And then boom, it happens. And that's sometimes the only way to convince, because it's very rare that it does happen on demand.
But see, I think it could.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Absolutely. It turned on.
Yeah. I just think that was the perfect situation for that person, because I mean, I that would just drive you nuts. It would drive me nuts if I had something going on and my parents were just like, nah, whatever, which is pretty much everything in my childhood. But this, you know, that's I'm happy for this person that they, I'm not happy that they had paranormal experiences, and maybe I don't know what the rest of them were. I hope they weren't traumatic, but it's a best case scenario for a worst case scenario, essentially.
But here is something to think about.
Yeah.
Because in my case, you know, my mom, she had some experiences, but as a kid, they didn't really ever talk about it. Because I think they didn't want to be like, there's some weird crap going on in this house. I know, let's tell the children. I mean, there was enough weird crap in their marriage going on in the house. But I think that they were trying to, you know, as an adult, you do all the debunking and rationalizing it. I didn't know, like, my dad had had all the experiences he'd had until I was an adult.
Sure.
You know, I think so. Maybe, who knows? Maybe, you know, light turned on. This has happened to dad before. And it's like, what's going on? Mm-hmm. So I don't know. It just makes me wonder if they just never told him, too, that things were happening to them as well.
Yeah. Sometimes
it's scare your kid.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of sometimes shocking when it comes out. It's like, oh, my God, you too. And like, yeah. And then everybody kind of finds some more peace with it. But good story. Thank you for sharing that one with us. All right, let's do a little bit of business here. These guys are supporting us today. Robinhood. I love this app. I've been using it now since late last year when they started supporting the show. And it's totally taken the veil of mystery that I personally had over the world of buying and selling stocks, ETFs, options, cryptos, all that stuff, and lifted it. And it, they make this idiot free, for lack of a better term. It's a non-intimidating way to get into the stock market. If you've been curious about it, how to invest, what you're looking at on screen, not just a bunch of lines, it totally makes it such a simple and intuitive, clear way. I thank them so much because I really am enjoying trading some stocks, and I kind of watch it during the day and have a little bit of fun with it. It's all commission free as well. Lots of other companies out there, other brokerages, they just charge up to $10 every time you trade. That sounds scary to me. Robinhood doesn't charge a commission. There's no commission fees. You trade stocks and you keep all of your profits. And like I said, it's easy to understand when they have all the data right there in front of you. It's just a couple clicks, couple taps on your smartphone, and it's all right there. If you've thought about this, I mean, kind of curious about getting into that, this is probably the best way you'll ever do it. It's got the easy to use web platform, also lets you view stock collections, 100 most popular, also sectors like entertainment, social media, things you may be interested in, female CEOs. You can do search all different categories. I mean, it really, you can look at all these different things, and gives you analyst ratings of buy, sell, hold for every single stock. It's really learning by doing. They're giving you a free stock. Yes, it's just like getting free money. You get a stock like Apple, Ford, Sprint to help start and build that portfolio. All you have to do is sign up. Go to realghost.robinhood.com. That's realghost.robinhood.com. And try it for yourself today. I'm really enjoying it. Realghost.robinhood.com. Get your free stock. That's like getting free money. I don't know what you're waiting for. It's there. It's not like fake either. It's real. It's a real stock, and they will give you one. realghost.robinhood.com. If you got a story, you can send it into us. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Toll-free number. Call it in 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We'd love to hear it. Or if you want to write it, if that's your thing, you can send it. Go to our website, realghoststoriesonline.com, and click on Submit Your Story. And we may use it on a future episode of the program. In fact, I have some topics that I'm actually kind of looking for some future episodes. If I can find my file here. Upcoming episodes, if I can find it readily.
Restaurants?
Restaurants is one of them, yes.
Schools,
yes. You're better than I am.
I got friends who have stories.
Those are
so
some of the
that one out there.
Yeah, those are some of the upcoming. I'm trying. I had a file that I've literally logged down. Okay, here we go. Calendar. Okay, yes, restaurants. Okay, some upcoming ones I am looking for stories on. If you have something other than, yes, please do submit. But if you have something on these topics, a specific email address to send it to, haunted restaurants, haunted theaters. Also, coming up for Valentine's Day, I want to talk about, and I know we've shared yours, lost love, stories of lovers that have been lost, and maybe you got a return visit from them in some way, shape, or form. And if you're wondering what I'm talking about, listen back to our Halloween episode of 2018, and you can hear Carol's story on that. But I think that'd be an interesting one for Valentine's Day, because Valentine's actually falls on an EPP day on February 14th. So those are some of the upcoming topics. If you have one on any of those topics, send it into us. Share story, correct? Is that right? At realghoststoriesonline.com?
I think that's right.
Share story at realghoststoriesonline.com. Or you can always just send it through the website, and I'll see it that way too. But those are some specific topics I'm kind of scouting out for some of our...
I can't wait to get some stories for the theater one.
Yeah.
Because my friend Max has some good stories. I thought maybe he could do it with me one night.
Oh, I'd love to hear that. That'd be great.
Okay.
Yeah. I think we can do a conference with two of us on the line.
I'll just share this microphone with him.
Oh, is he there in town?
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah, let's do that. That'd be great. That would be awesome. Because sometimes there's issues with double Skype things, but that would be awesome. It'd be a great story. And theater stuff, yeah, I love haunted theater stories. So anyway, send that stuff into us for some future episodes of the program. Let's jump over to another letter here tonight. Hey, Tony and Carol, this story comes from my middle school days. I had a very good friend who I spent almost all my time with on weekends and after school. She'd always want to be at my house any chance she got. Finally, I told her I had never seen her house and we should have a sleepover there. She told me I wouldn't want to stay at her house, but after some persuasion and thinking she was just ashamed of her home, we decided to spend that night there. Early in the day, when we got there, she started telling me about the weird things that would happen in her house, and she thought it had to do with her mom's interest in tarot cards. Throughout the night, she would glance off to a doorway in the kitchen and have a very pale look on her face. I really thought she was freaking herself out. She told me while sitting in the living room, you could see a little girl walk down the hall in the mirror. The soldier would appear in the kitchen, and the kitchen only. Lots of noises would happen all over the house, and objects would get moved. We went up to the loft to hang out and their kids in the TV area. They had another doorway with no door but a curtain that led to the storage area. As we were sitting there, something caught the corner of my eye, and I saw the curtain go from completely still to slowly being pulled back in a motion as if someone walked through it in the opening from left to right, and it just fell. I was choked. I felt I had the biggest lump in my throat I'd ever felt before. Suddenly, I felt something around us. I've never felt cold or knowing that something was near that I couldn't see. I'm trying to make this quick because so many things happened that night. But fast forward to bedtime. We sat in her room talking about what we had seen. I had so many questions. The whole house was quiet as we talked about this new realization I now had. She was telling me scarier things would happen after her mom would do her tarot cards. As we talked, I suddenly started to feel an intense sense of dread. Right as this thing happened, the loudest bang I ever heard came from her sister's room. Her sister had a tournament the next day. I'd been sleeping for hours. Of course, we thought it was her trying to scare us. Went into her room and quickly realized that it was not her sister. She was snoring and completely asleep. And a hole was in the wall above her head. Something had punched the wall. We woke her sister up and accused her of doing it, but the look on her face after she saw the hole in the wall and the hysterics that she erupted into told us that there was no chance it could have been her. The weird thing is, she didn't hear a thing. My friend's mom and dad heard the loud explosion-like noise as well, and everyone was shaken. I had my parents come to get me that night, and I waited outside around midnight until they picked me up. I never went back. I've never experienced anything paranormal again, and I now believe it is very real. One of those things where you can look at the person who something happened around, and it's easy to make an accusation and say, oh, you must have done this, but the face and the reaction does tell everything.
So, and she never said, I guess they never figured out what made the hole?
No, it was something that did that. It was some energy, something made that hole in that wall. What's really interesting to me is about the sound thing, where everyone else in the house can hear this happening. And yet the person who it's literally happening directly above doesn't hear it or feel the vibration of something like that occurring. I mean, unless they're just a crazy sleeper, and some people are like that, but I don't know. I mean, that would even, I think, wake some of the most soundest sleepers out there.
I like how though she said, and then when my parents came to get me at midnight,
what's happening?
She did not make it through her sleepover.
Wonder how that phone call went. Hey, Mom, Dad, can you come get me? Well, an entity above my friend's sister's bed put a hole in the wall.
Brenda's mom is reading tarot cards, yeah. And there's spirits in the house.
I think I'd be like, okay, we're done. I'm coming to get you right now. I don't even know the rest. You can tell me in the car. We're going. But yeah, I mean, that's interesting with the sound stuff, because we hear that quite often where other people will hear something very obvious, and then those that it's closest to, it's like the sound is sucked out of the room. And I don't know what that is or how that is, but it's like something is that some energy there is absorbing it, like light almost. It's just, you know, it just sucks it out. And, you know, what is it? I mean, other than saying, you know, loosely ghost, I don't know how else to explain it, but it does seem to be a common occurrence where things like that do happen.
You know, like the kid, the lights on and off, or, you know, like when I was a kid and we walked into the house late at night and the record players playing records we hadn't dug out for months, like what? Yeah. There's nobody in the house who's playing records.
Yeah.
But somehow they're able to do stuff like that.
I don't know.
I'd like to know.
It's something. It's some ability or just, I don't even like when I say ability sometimes. I think sometimes if it's just an entity, if it's just like a human ghost, sometimes I think there's abilities there that they don't even know they have, that it's like a magnet. It's like maybe you just have this ability and just kind of things absorb into that space of where you're at. And you're not like trying to take the sound away from other people or things. It's just, that's what happens when you're that form. I don't know. That's there. Obviously it's all a big if, but speaking of old,
but it isn't, that story is interesting to me because it reminded me though, when I was a kid, cause there was me in the haunted house, my best friend, Brenda, that's why I use that name. But Brenda lived next door to me and her house was perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. And it had a really good energy. Mine, not fine at all. And so it was like Brenda knew what my house was like. Mm-hmm. And your kids. And so to have that feeling like I could go to all these other people's houses and they don't feel like mine.
Yeah.
And they don't have scary shit going on in their houses. So it's just, so it was interesting to me that she goes to that house and does experience what her friend did.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's very interesting. Speaking of older records and things of that nature, I have not told you.
Are you going to sing?
No, but well, maybe. I keep forgetting we're not in love anymore.
Tony McDonald.
I keep forgetting things will never be the same again. It was a clear black night. Me and Warren G was on the street. That was, and then he knew the rap version of the. Anyway.
Practice.
Yeah, keeping it real. We are, and I've not told you this yet. So this is kind of fun because most of the shit we talk about, I've told you before we even go on the air. We in the new year, we are planning on adding a new four-legged friend to our family. And we're looking for names. We're looking at getting a golden. I've always wanted a golden. We're in a good place. We're kind of ready to do that.
By golden, do you mean golden retriever? Yes. Golden doodle?
Golden retriever. Golden retriever. Yeah.
Okay.
And
I love them. Their coats are so beautiful.
Always wanted one. Most of my life, my younger years, when I was a kid, I wasn't a dog person, but I always liked goldens. And then as I got older, I started to like dogs more and more. But goldens were always like the first.
Sorry, Mike. Speaking of animals.
Sounds like one of yours just attacked you.
One of mine just knocked everything off the desk.
But
okay.
Live radio, ladies and gentlemen.
Continue on.
anyway, so we're looking at getting a golden retriever, and we're debating on names and we're trying to figure out if it's a boy or a girl. Because I'm open. I'm just more about temperament. I'm and about age and what we're getting. I want one that's, you know, 6-7 months in age. And we found a really great farm that raises them, and really nice, reputable people. It's not a puppy mill or anything like that. It's a nice place. And so we're going to go and take a look this weekend at them and see if we can pick one out. And then after Christmas, we'll get one. But boy or girl, I'm open on names.
I'll be there the next day.
Yeah. So one of the names that we came up with was Michael McDonald for one of the dogs. If it's a boy, I'm like, that'd be great. I'd love to go out into the yard and start calling out Michael McDonald.
McDonald.
It's like, Michael McDonald, come here, you know, and I think that'd be kind of fun. We're playing with some of the Walking Dead names like Negan, that was the main one from Walking Dead. George Michael was another option for the dog name. I like funny. I like funny names, but like almost human name. Well, they are human names, but kind of funny. Aretha Franklin for a girl dog. I thought.
I just read an article that the new trend.
Yeah.
Is that people are naming their pets after people.
Yeah. I didn't know
and
that.
And I'm like, so I read that just the other day and I'm like, the cat that just knocked everything off the desk, my kitten, mm-hmm. that's Rizzo, named after Anthony Rizzo, my favorite baseball player.
Sure.
So, yeah, like, I love that idea.
So,
kind my of sister's dog is Joe Madden, the manager of the Cubs.
I like playing around with these names. So, if you have any ideas, obviously, you're good at this. So I totally would love to hear your ideas. If anything pops into your mind, I wanted to let you know.
The first one that pops in my mind is you should name your dog like Bolton, like Michael Bolton.
Oh, that'd be a great dog name. Michael Bolton. I love that.
Don't name your dog Michael Bublé.
No.
Then nickname, you'd be like Boob.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Bolton.
Hey, Boob, Booby.
Oh, Michael Bolton would be a hilarious. That's great.
Michael Bolton seems like a good
I like that even do. Better than Michael McDonald, because, you know, Goldens, they have like how he used to have the long hair. Oh, that's a great idea,
yeah.
Carol. That's that. If it's a boy, Michael Bolton.
I think so.
And I get to name it because it's going to be my dog. It's going to hang out with me in the office throughout the day.
Oh, that's so exciting.
So what if it's a female name? Do you have any ideas there?
Celine Dion. It just fits you.
Oh my gosh. I knew you'd have great ideas.
Thank you.
You have come up with the two best names for the dog. And we've been sitting here for days going, what about this? What about that?
And I literally did not know you were getting a dog.
In 10 seconds you had.
But I just know you really well.
Celine Dion.
You have to say it like that, Celine Dion.
Yeah, exactly. Just like, Celine Dion.
Out of way. French.
Out of way.
French Canadian, yeah. Excuse me.
And then I could like get a dog whistle that's like the Titanic, like. Like, what is that noise? Oh, it's his dog. It comes to the Titanic theme. It just knows it's time to eat dinner.
And her little collar will have that pendant from the necklace on it.
And then I could even have like a second like thing, like there's one for dinner. And then there's the second one where it plays Southampton, the other Titanic theme. It's like, do, 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 for I don't know what.
I like that.
We'll figure out something. But it's like, there's just constantly these sounds, which is, it would actually fit in Branson pretty well, because at noon every day, the Titanic blows its whistle. So everybody's like, what the hell is that? Oh, it's the Titanic. And that's literally what it is. It's blowing its
whistle. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So it would not be that far of a stretch from reality, where it's like, oh, our dog responds to the theme from Titanic and Southampton. And yes, that horn you just heard, that's the Titanic right down the way there. So there you go. Welcome to my cartoon life. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. I'm sure we're going to get a lot of emails going. I was crying during that segment, so thank you for that. Let's go to our next letter. It says, hey, Tony and Carol, I'm a longtime listener, And first time submitter. Love your show. I'm going to try and tell the story clearly as I do not know exactly what it was, what I saw. I guess I should give a little background first. I'm in my early 20s and do not have many ghost stories that I can recall. However, my older sister keeps insisting that I have the gift, as she calls it, or being sensitive to the paranormal. I find this hard to believe since, again, I have not seen too many ghosts in my life and can only attest to certain feelings I have had. Growing up, my family only ever lived in one home. My parents still lived there. And I could never sleep in my room. I would always sleep in my sister's or brother's or my parents' room, but never mine. I was too scared to. I'll chalk it up to overactive imagination, but it felt like being watched, though, as I've grown up. That feeling moved to my brother's room, and currently my basement is the room I get uncomfortable in. Also, my older sister tells me stories of me screaming in the doorway, in the middle of the night, pointing down the hallway, or things I would say in my sleep. It's worth mentioning that I'm not normally a sleep talker. My mom also has stories of me seeing ghost children in windows and sensing things that I should not have been able to sense. Remember none of this, so I kept myself skeptical whenever I feel or see anything. That being said, last January, I was in the UK with my boyfriend, Brad. We were touring as much of it as we could in a short amount of time before we had to return to the States. One day we spent in York, apparently one of the most haunted places in the UK. That being the case, we took a ghost bus tour that night. There were only three other couples on the bus, with none of them as enthusiastic as I was, and us. As we toured the city, we passed by one of two Black Swan Inns. Yes, there are multiple. And I stopped listening to the tour guide because something had caught my eye in the second story window across from mine. A figure with long blonde hair and a white floor-length nightgown stood oddly still and oddly lit facing me. I remember thinking it was oddly lit because I could see every aspect of it except for her face and hands. Where they were supposed to be was just black nothingness. I figured it was a mannequin until my attention returned to the tour guide as he described the ghost that was seen haunting the inn, a woman with long blonde hair and a white nightgown. I freaked out and tried to look back, but the bus had already pulled away and I could no longer see the window. I asked Brad if he had seen it too, and he said no. I looked around to the other couples to see any reaction, like mine, or at least hinting that something else or someone else had seen her. But everyone was calm. And looking forward, I didn't get a chance to ask the tour guide about it, though I tried, having Googled the inn to see if it was a scare tactic for the tourists. I found nothing on the matter. So here are my questions. First, was she a ghost or a mannequin? Second, can a sensitive be in denial and choose not to see anything? Thank you guys for such a cool platform for people to share these stories and ask these questions. I have a few more stories that I'll send in soon. Cheers, Delaney. All right. First question. Do you think it was a mannequin? I don't know. That would be a good question to look into. I remember being in the Rockies in a ghost town, and I don't remember the name of it, but they were known for their hauntings. And we just drove up there for a little bit just to check it out. And in one of the most haunted buildings apparently there, there was a mannequin up in the window.
I wouldn't put that past any place to do that.
Yeah.
Just because it's kind of funny if you're in the inn.
Jen slammed on the brakes and we're looking up. She's like, oh my God, it's a mannequin, honey. Oh, God damn it.
But then if nobody else sees it, then like I've been on those ghost tours where people take them really seriously.
Yeah.
And they're like it was... It was almost kind of comical how seriously that everyone was taking it. Because I'm like, oh, you know, like, seriously. So you don't want to be that person on the ghost tour. Like, hello, I just saw the ghost.
No.
And nobody's going to believe you. Because they're like, yeah, she's that person on the ghost tour.
I hate ghost tours where they are like, and we're going to see a ghost. I went on one of those in Savannah. And it was just, it's like, really? And they're like, and if you take a picture up here by this tree where someone hung themselves, you'll get orbs. And it's refractions of light from the street lights that happen to show up at the angle you're standing at, which are just natural into a lens. And everyone's like, oh my gosh, there's orbs everywhere. No, it's light. It's just how it works. It's not an orb. But everyone is just believing they're seeing these ghosts, and the ghost tours, they play it up because it makes them more money and gets more excitement. But it's like, if we're going to do this, let's be serious about it here.
Now, that said, do I think you could see a ghost on a ghost tour? Absolutely.
Sure.
I do
sure.
think you could. So she could have. Don't know.
Yeah.
But I also wouldn't put it past any of those places because I would totally do that.
Yeah.
If I was the sure. person working at the inn.
If you're running the
I'd
place.
Be like, here comes yeah. a ghost tour. Watch this.
Yeah. No, I agree. I would just look into that and see if there's a mannequin up there. If not, then I think, yeah, you got a good chance that it could have been something. But narrow down the possibilities before you're able to say for sure. Again, not to discount.
And it's kind of hard to go back to England. I'm going to check this out again.
Yeah. Hi, I'm calling Collect. I just was curious. Is there a mannequin up in your window?
And I'm going to just buy another plane ticket and go back.
just to make sure. Okay, we're
just
done.
Don't do it from Expedia. I've got a story. But anyway.
Okay. Well, I don't think they're a sponsor of our program, so that's good. Got to kind of watch that stuff a little bit.
If they do start sponsoring like, you, I will no longer be here.
Like, yeah, we got to kind of watch that. Anyway. So there you go. But interesting story. Thank you for sharing that with us. That's going to wrap up the program for today. If you like the show, keep us on the air. Become an EPP Extra Podcast Person. GhostPodcast.com. You get access to this exclusive EPP bonus episode. You get previews of those every single week. If you've not heard one lately, please do go check it out. 10-minute previews at least every single week so you can see the new feel of them and everything they're about. It is an awesome, awesome show. I probably put damn near 8 hours of work into each episode. So please do check those out. It's only $5 a month to get access to all of those. All the access to the advanced episodes of the program, all sorts of stuff. Keeps our program on the air. $5 a month is all I ask. Collectively, all you guys supporting it allows us to do this thing as we enter into, I think it's our fifth year, fifth, sixth, right around there, somewhere in that area. But time flies when you're having fun. So check it out, ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for Carol Hughes, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thank you for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.